Hi, and welcome to Telecom Top 5, a series from ISE. On this series, Joe Gillard from ISE Magazine recaps the week in telecom news, plus new innovations and technology at the cutting edge of the industry, so that you, our listener, are always informed. And now, on to the episode. Welcome to Telecom Top 5. It's Friday, April 12th, and here's the news. Brightspeed announced that they have connected 1 million locations with their fiber service only 1 year after launching. Brightspeed formed following Apollo Global Management's purchase of a chunk of Lumen's territory across 20 states, most of which are still on copper. With the help of BEAD and other grants, the company hopes to meet their goal of passing 3 million homes and businesses. Dell'Oro Group published a report showing private wireless revenues up 40% year-over-year in 2023, with companies including Nokia, Ericsson, and Samsung topping the list. This puts private wireless at 2% of the global RAN market. They project private RAN growth over the next 5 years alongside a projected decline in public RAN revenues. Mediacom Communications, the fifth largest cable operator in the U.S., entered a partnership with Tarana, a fixed wireless technology vendor backed by Cisco. The arrangement will make use of funding from the FCC's Rural Digital Opportunity Fund to reach households in the Southeast. Tarana calls its technology Next Generation Fixed Wireless Access, and it includes their G1 platform that allows for high speeds without line of sight. A report came out from the University of California studying small cell towers, concluding that small cell tower installations that amount to more but smaller towers and greater density will increase energy efficiency. For consumers, small cells would amount to 50% better phone battery life, and the towers themselves would run more efficiently. Small cells have been slow to catch on, however, and are really only realistic with 5G technology that can seamlessly pass off a signal. And for the latest on the Affordable Connectivity Program, which is set to run out of funds with Congress stalled on approving more funding, the FCC said it will have to cut the benefit from $30 to $14 a month for many households if it's not funded. The FCC said, quote, "We encourage providers to take efforts to keep consumers connected at this crucial time," end quote. And providers have already laid out possible steps forward to keep low-income households subscribed. If you have a news tip or any other comments, email me. My email address can be found in the episode description. And listeners, be sure to subscribe to ISE Insider, our weekly newsletter. And of course, make sure you get your subscription to ISE Magazine in print for over 30 years and complimentary to ICT professionals. Thank you for listening to Telecom Top 5. If you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting app and share our episodes with colleagues that could find the information we share helpful.